9. Certainty and Uncertainty. 1. Are you certain about that?
2. Were you quite sure about your success?
3. Really?
4. I suppose you have no doubt about that.
5. I've no doubt of your ability.
6. I bet they've got lost.
7. I'm quite convinced things will improve.
8. It's hard to tell.
9. That's my conviction.
10. I can't decide when to start.
Dialogue 1. Where were you last night at exactly 9:20 p.m.?
9:20 p.m.? I couldn't say. I can't remember.
Are you sure you can't remember?
I'm absolutely certain.
Were you in or out? Can you remember that?
I'm not quite positive. I think I went out at about 9:30.
Did you see anyone coming into the block of flats?
No, I didn't.
Sure?
Quite sure. Dialogue 2. Are you sure this is the right restaurant?
Positive.
You don't think you could be wrong?
I'm absolutely sure I'm right.
I don't know. It looks a little run down.
This is right. There's no doubt in my mind.
You're 100% sure you want to eat here?
Check and double-check. Dialogue 3. Do you think they two will get married?
Yeah, you can count on it.
I think so. Yes, they get along so well.
I like him. He's good for her.
You're right. He sure is.
Dialogue 4. I'm exhausted. My new exercise class is so hard.
I think it is easy. I could work out in your class with no problem.
You think so?
Oh, without a doubt. When's the next class?
Tomorrow morning. Try it.
No problem.
Are you going to the class this morning?
Of course. Easy. No sweat.
You are not able to move after this class.
Are you kidding me? It's going to be a piece of cake.
You want to bet?
Yeah. What's the bet?
I bet I can go 1 hour in your class this morning and not feel a thing.
Dialogue 5. You say he was around average height.
Yes, that's right. Around 5'9", 5'10".
Weight?
I'm not sure. Medium, I suppose. Maybe a little on the heavy side.
Any marks on his face?
No, I don't think so.
Glasses?
No.
What about his hair?
Black or dark brown.
Long or short? Straight, curly?
Straight, I think, and about average length.
Boy, this sure doesn't help us very much. It could be anybody. How about his clothes? What was he wearing?
Well, he had a checked or a plaid shirt. You know, the kind that lumberjacks wear.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere. Pants?
Dark. Maybe dark blue, maybe black. I'm not sure.
What kind of shoes?
Boots.
Cowboy boots?
No, hiking boots. Brown ones.
All right, that narrows it down a little. Now I want you to look at some pictures. Dialogue 6. Well, what about it? As it happens, I've got 2 tickets for next Thursday evening. I thought perhaps...
Well, thanks all the same, Dennis. But no, I don't think so. Sorry. I'm sure you'd enjoy it. I'd like to, Dennis, but I'm busy on Friday this week and next week, too.
But I said Thursday. The tickets are for Thursday evening.
Thursday? Oh, sorry. I meant Thursday, too. I mean, I'm busy then, too.
I see. Oh, well, some other time, perhaps.
Yes, some other time, perhaps. Thanks again.
If you are a teacher, are you sure that a student with good grades will be a successful person in the future? And are you sure that a slow student will be also slow in his whole life? I'm not sure about it. Absolutely not. I had a student and all the teachers agreed that he was absolutely the slowest student we have ever had. He spoke slowly, moved slowly, and wrote slowly. We suspected that he thought slowly. But he could proudly add the title of doctor to his name in 6 years. So I believe one sentence forever. If at first you don't succeed, try again. Yes, I'm sure about this. You may also remember it.